Good morning. Welcome to another edition of the MedPoint Health Half Hour. Ron Young here joining you, and pleased to be on another episode of the program. Every Saturday morning we do this. We talk all things health related. I talk a little bit about MedPoint and the services that we have to offer, and usually we showcase some sort of news article, something that's relevant in today's day and age. And of course, we're still in a pandemic time, so that can obviously result in a lot of different challenges. But whatever you're doing, I hope that you continue to remain active, that you continue to eat well, exercise, you know, talk to people, making sure that your body stays moving and stays fueled properly. Your mental health stays intact is key, because you know, we're venturing through this. Hopefully Omicron has seen its peak and we can push onward, but stuff's starting to open back up. If you didn't hear the announcement from Premier Doug Ford earlier this week, it was gyms, restaurants, stuff like that, half capacity come January 31st. So again, they're navigating this in the ways that they see fit, and we're kind of at the mercy of them. But you know, try and stay healthy. Obviously, continue to keep distancing, continue to wear a mask. And if you are unwell, don't go out. I mean, that's kind of like the biggest thing, right? Like, I think if anything, colds, we used to try and just power through it. You know, you had a sore throat or bit the sniffles and stuff like that. You used to just, nope, head down. I'm going to go into work and I'm going to get through this. And I got too much on the go to stop. But if anything, it's just that nice now. It's a pause, you know, get better, rest. Make sure that you stock up on the chicken noodle soup and just stay home. That's the main thing here. I was reading an article this past week, and it was more about just, again, evidence coming out that's suggesting exercise and depression, and just kind of showcasing more so that the link is obviously continuing to have strong correlations to one another, and exercise is very effective in fighting against depression. So, you know, getting your body moving and whatnot is going to be really key this time of year, especially as the days are shorter, the weather's colder, and obviously lockdowns have created other complications. So maybe your favorite thing is not open, or your outlet that you like to be creative in. So a couple of different things that you can do, obviously, to stay active is like, let's start with the obvious here, just going out for walks, you know, getting out for walks, runs, stuff like that, making sure that you're in a safe area that is salted, you got a clear path, or perhaps you've invested over the last 2 years in some home workout equipment, treadmill, Peloton, stuff like that. Obviously, those are all very good pieces of equipment to utilize, and that will get your heart rate up and going. Of course, there's lots of online fitness programs that you can do, and MedPoint Fitness is proud to have lots of different fitness options for you. If you want to work with one of our kinesiologists, absolutely, we would love to have you in. You can exercise with us on site, or we can give you at-home workouts for you to do in the comfort of your own home. You just have to come in, have a consultation with us, either in person or virtually. And we can prescribe you different exercises and obviously track you and your progress so that we can follow up with you maybe a month down the road and see how you're doing with stuff. Other things, I mean, the one thing that me and my kids did this past week was we built kind of the floor is lava course in our basement, where we had a bit of a mixture of balance beam, swing rope, a whole bunch of stuff where, you know, you just had to use your body and your mind and different stuff like that. But kids can also be a great help for keeping us active, whether you know, you carry them around, you know, parents of newborns and stuff like that, where you can strap them to your chest, can get your heart rate up, certainly. Snow trampoline is very popular at our house as well, and a few other things like that. And then, of course, if you want to get your heart rate up and you're not sure how, and all you have is a you know, dumbbells and stuff like that within your house, you can definitely limit rest periods and really elevate your heart rate to get a good full effect workout for your cardiovascular system as well as your muscular system. So just bridging exercises together, like maybe you're going to do a squat, do 12 squats and then hit the floor and do, you know, 10 push-ups, modifications, push-ups from the knees, maybe a clapping push-up, you know what I mean? So there's a whole bunch of ways that we can get active, stay active, and get the heart rate up to have a great workout and to have it with positive effects on our body. But yeah, the link between exercise and depression seems to, you know, continue to build the support. So obviously we want to make sure that what you're doing is getting your requirements of exercise within your day. And typically what that looks like for adults is about 30 minutes of physical exercise. They usually will say 30 minutes of moderate exercise. So perhaps if you're doing 15 to 20 minutes of intense exercise, or even like maybe an hour of light exercise, those would be equal as well. But this was a study of anxiety, depression increased during the pandemic. And it was School of Kinesiology at the University of British Columbia in Vancouver. And the gentleman who did the study says he was moved by surveys and such that had been done in early 2020. So think about that, early 2020. Well, January 2020, we didn't even really know what this was. And now look at us, 2 years later, and we're on to variant number 12. It's definitely been a challenge, but you know, he looked at this and his research team actually recruited over 300 people, gave them a free subscription to an exercise app, and then divided them into four randomized groups that either did yoga, high-intensity interval training, a combination of the two, or were relegated to the waitlist. So you kind of have the four groupings. They did this data. 300 people said, here's your free app. And each week, the participants completed a standard questionnaire that's used in diagnosis and treatment of depression. And what they found was they used a scale of 0 to 3, and people reported how often they experienced symptoms such as sleeplessness or feeling lonely. And what they found were that the results came out in the fall. So from early 2020 till the fall, that's when the data collection period was. And remember, it was the four groupings of 300 people. And what they found was everyone dropped in their depression levels. So it was, you know, whether they did yoga, whether they did high intensity exercise, maybe they did a bit of both, or maybe they just even had access to the app to be more aware of their health, or from a community standpoint, were able to interact with other people, even though they were waitlisted. Just the idea of exercise and getting people active shows, you know, an improvement. So something to look forward to, or perhaps like-minded individuals. I'm going to make differences in my health care or in my health this week. It was enough of a motivator to that we saw depression and anxiety levels decrease. So very cool stuff coming out of the University of British Columbia, the kinesiology faculty there. Kudos to them for getting that going. And obviously, it's an encouragement for everyone, you know, try and be active, try and be active as possible, you know, try and be active in ways that you can be active. If you have arthritis, maybe you need to do a light impact program. If you, you know, need to have consistent monitoring, maybe you want to come into MedPoint and we can have the cardiologist check you out and set you up for a cardiac rehab program. There's a lot of different outlets available to us, and I want to make sure that everybody is aware. Obviously, MedPoint, very proactive, preventative approach in our healthcare. We have a membership list of around 800 members who trust us with their executive healthcare, who get medicals, and who come in for the membership program. And of course, we have our fitness division, fitness and nutrition divisions, where we have a nutritionist, a dietitian, and kinesiology team that prescribes exercise. Now, a lot of people think, hey, I need to have something wrong with me or you know, to enter this program. No, we deal with lots of people. We see it on all sides of the spectrum. We exercise with, 80-year-olds who have conditions, and we exercise with, 20-year-olds who are completely healthy. So kinesiology is just the science of movement, and basically we will teach you how to move well, teach you how to move effectively, and put you through a good workout while you're at it. So check those out. Go to medpoint.ca and specifically medpointfitness.ca, and you can see some of those things. I'm going to try and get a blog post up on this article that I was chatting about in the early half of the show today. And just then you can at least have something, some sort of link to click through, and you can check that out there. Anyways, we've got more coming up on the MedPoint Health Half Hour on 980 CFPL Radio. Hello and welcome back to the program. Every Saturday morning, MedPoint Health Half Hour, 980 CFPL Radio. Ronald Young here, your host for this program, talking all things health, fitness, nutrition related. And on the first half of the show, I talked a little bit about exercise and depression and anxiety. And there was a study come out from the University of British Columbia Kinesiology Division, and they kind of showcased a little bit about how exercise has such an impact on, preventing or treating depression. So I encourage everybody to get up and get exercising in whatever ways that you're able to do that during this time. It'll certainly be good for your mental health, certainly great for your physical health, and overall get you kind of feeling in a better mood. Now, I wanted to chat a little bit on this half of the show about some of the paramedical services that we offer, because, look, a lot of people have benefits. They have third-party insurance. They have, stuff that they can draw from or perhaps a spending account through their work. And we have a lot of paramedical services that we offer that can be covered by insurance and other benefit programs. So we offer orthotics at MedPoint. If you're having any sort of foot pain, knee pain, hip pain, we have orthotic specialists on site. We actually have a podorthist. His name is John Matthews, and he works with us. He's a great guy. He can assess your feet and certainly advise you and build you a customized pair of orthotics. We have a dietitian. Her name is Jessica. She's excellent at what she does. And I know that dietetics is covered by a lot of different benefit programs. So if you even wanted to book an initial consult with her, a lot of those dietitian packages are on the website. It's londondietitians.ca. You can even just Google it. But in our dietitian packages, we have a lot of different testing. So well, some people don't like to be told what to eat and maybe don't want to have so much of the counseling. We do the BOD pod. We do the Fit3D as part of those packages. So it can just be nice to have a baseline and then obviously go to Jess and figure out what level of care you need, whether you just want to go to her for a small plan or whether you feel like it's a long-term thing. Maybe you're dealing with some sort of condition like diabetes or heart disease and you need to make those lifestyle modifications and changes. Jess can coach you every step of the way. So we've got a bunch of different programs with her. Of course, kinesiology, we've got about 15 kinesiology graduates on our team, and a lot of times physical therapy or something within the benefits coverage will allow for exercise sessions with a kinesiologist, with physiotherapy, and we can definitely help you out with in that regard. And then last but not least, we have an acupuncturist. Her name is Susan. She's excellent. She's works out of the West 5 location in Riverbend there, and she does a lot of great work. So if you are looking for a certified acupuncturist. I know a lot of people can do acupuncture, but you certainly want somebody who's certified, qualified, has the check beside their name. She is excellent. I've had treatment with her before, and it reports really good. It's relaxing. You get time out. You get jabbed with needles. They don't hurt. If they hurt, something's gone wrong. But it's a good experience, and certainly helps you to relax and helps your muscles to heal. And the last thing I wanted to give a little bit of exposure to was the ergonomics, because a lot of people are working from home right now. And what working from home does is it puts a lot of unnecessary stress on your body, because let's face it, IKEA furniture just doesn't do the trick. You're maybe anchored to a chair for 24 hours. You're maybe anchored to a chair for, 8 hours of your day trying to get through the workday, and you're uncomfortable. Your wrists hurt. Your back is sore. Your neck is giving you pains. You're out of alignment. Your desk isn't the right height. Maybe you just need to get some accessories. Sarah Deacon and our friends at LondonErgo.ca can certainly help set you up with a proper home office equipment, office furniture, and they can get that shipped out to your house and help you set it up and whatnot, so that you can work comfortably and still be efficient, get it your work done, and not have as much aches and pains. Of course, ergonomics is the basically making sure that you're working in proper form, that proper mechanics are being promoted within your body, so that there's not repetitive strain and stress on your muscles and your joints. And if you go to LondonErgo.ca, you'll be able to get a lot more information about that. We certainly offer it for home offices, industrial ergonomics. We do commercial, just if you have an office space and you want to set, a few employees up with better chairs, we do that as well. So we've got a lot of different partnerships, a lot of different things that can be covered through third-party insurance. Some maybe not, but you still want to take advantage of it. And through that London Ergonomics program, there's a work from home promotion that's going on till the end of February 2022, where you get a desk and a chair for a great price. So check that out. It's on LondonErgo.ca. You can give them a contact form and talk about what your needs may be. So I know benefits roll over, so that's why I kind of wanted to give a little bit of exposure to some of those services. We also offer bracing, injections through our sports medicine division, all sorts of stuff. MedPoint's got to be your one-stop shop for all things healthcare. And I encourage you to just go online, medpoint.ca, and check us out. It's great working here, and it's great having such an impact on the health of our community here in London and surrounding area. So if you have any questions about what I talked about on the show today, of course, you can always email me. It's just Ron, R-O-N, at medpoint.ca. Or you can give me a call, 519-432-1919. Give our offices a call. I'm extension 260. And, of course, if you ever want to book something in, book a tour, maybe just come talk. Maybe you're committed. You want to just get the dietitian sessions right now. Just send us an email, contact form through medpoint.ca, and we will make sure that we get back to you within a timely manner. All right, that's all the time I have on the show. I want to thank you for tuning in. And of course, this has been the MedPoint Health Half Hour on 980 CFPL Radio.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.